With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A legal settlement announced about an hour ago could send $10 million to the town of Colstrip to mitigate impacts from the partial shutdown of the huge coal-fired power plant there.
I think it's a win for the town of Colstrip and a win for the state of Montana.
That's Eric Sell, a spokesman for Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, who negotiated the settlement with Seattle-based Puget Sound Energy, which owns Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Those two older and dirtier coal-fired generators are scheduled to shut down in 2022 following a Clean Air Act lawsuit by environmental groups. Earlier this year, some Montana lawmakers tried to pass a bill that would have required Puget Sound to pay shutdown mitigation costs. That bill failed, but Fox was able to negotiate the settlement announced today with the company via rate review proceedings that Puget Sound is going through with Washington utility regulators. Eric Sell.
The settlement agreement that we entered into and was filed today establishes that they will pay $10 million to the town of Colstrip, even though they weren't under any legal obligation to do so under Montana law.
Sell said that while the $10 million settlement is a win for Colstrip, it's not enough to completely take care of the town, losing its main economic driver.
We think Puget Sound Energy should do more to cover the economic impacts that shutting down Units 1 and 2 will have. But again, they were under no legal requirement under Montana law to provide this money. So it was really us making the case to them of how important it is that the community of Colstrip has some cushion to mitigate this impact. We have met with folks from Colstrip and Rosebud County. The details of the settlement have been confidential until about an hour ago when this was filed. So we're going to circle back up with them, want to get input from them.
Puget Sound Energy is just one of six partial owners of the entire Colstrip power plant, which includes the newer units 3 and 4, for which there is currently no set shutdown date. Sell said there is a, quote, reasonable expectation, unquote, that Montana could reach similar shutdown mitigation settlements with other partial owners of Colstrip. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.